This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is JSU's Dr. Miriam Hill, associate professor of geography. She's here to talk about a field that's in much demand, geographic information systems. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Where are JSU's GIS students finding employment, and what are they doing?
Our graduates have a fabulous record of success. Some go to graduate school, but all who want a job in GIS have gotten hired to do GIS, starting with salaries ranging from $28,000 to $50,000. A recent graduate was hired by Energen in Birmingham, where two others already work. It is an energy resource company, so utility work, environmental applications, and resource allocation are spatial problems they solve. A number of our graduates work at Intergraph Service Corporation in Madison, updating nautical charts and making other maps. Some others are in transportation positions, including one just hired at a railroad, migrating their database from paper to digital. 3 ex-students are working at Navtech, a company providing mapping services, and they use new technology to gather raw field data and raise mapping standards. Another man was hired by a Pell City company that produces airphoto digital databases for their clients. They are changing from a CAD-based system to ArcInfo. Many have gotten government and utility jobs in Alabama. I am proud of all of my students, but Michael Rice is the star. He is in Redlands, California, working on a development team for ESRI, the GIS software leader. His success demonstrates the soundness of our program to prepare students for a successful GIS career.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.